Mystic Monday, our very last one for the day, and we welcome Mary aboard. Hey, Mary, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Now, Mary, you're planning your holidays at the end of the year, but you're not sure if you'll be able to go. That tarot lady, can you shed some light?
I certainly can, I hope. How are you going, Mary?
I'm really good.
That's good. Okay, you'll be even better after I read these cards out for you, because I do think you get there. But I tell you what, the card that's over the top of you now is all about, juggle and struggle. So you're going to have to knuckle down probably in order to put it all together. But I've got two really good travel cards here. Ones that say that, A, it's going to be full of adventure and very kind of mind-opening for you. And everything seems to go really well once you make it your priority to get there. So have fun.
So a bit of sacrifice sort of thing here while we're...
Spending, spill that saving money, is that what you've kind of picking up?
Exactly. I would tell you about, with travel, people often ask me about that, and usually it's because they don't prioritise it.
Make it to the top of the list.
Good night for everyone.
Can I ask too, Mary, where are you headed?
Okay. I'm going to America.
Okay, thanks for rubbing it in for the rest of us.
Good on you, Mary.
Good on you. Appreciate the call. Now, hey, listen, if you are a big fan of that tarot lady each Monday morning here on the show, you've got some pretty exciting news for people to get up close and personal. What's going on?
Oh, on July the 5th, I will be reading tarot at Funkin' Beautiful Hair Studio with my lovely client, longtime client, Trish. She's at 52 French Street. So you can go and get your hair colour, get your hair cut, whatever you do.
How good is that? You can have your hair cut and have your cards read at the same time.
That's right. They put the hair colour on.
Yep. Yeah.
Slip over to the side.
You'll flick out the cards.
Is this hair colour going to change my life?
Exactly.
No, we're going to have to go more of a brunette. Okay. Yeah. We can fix that up.
And also now you've got a funny an interesting story of how you met her as well.
Well, not so much how I met her. She's been a client for a few years now, and I just love her. Earlier this year, she was about 11 months pregnant, and she was just desperate to get rid of this baby into the outside world. And she asked me to turn a few cards and tell her when it was coming. All right?
Yeah.
So I do that, and I said, look, I'm not going to make any guarantees, but I've got a lot of eights here. It's going to have something to do with eight. And the other thing that I had was that once that baby came, it was coming in a hurry. So I said to her, get to the hospital, first thing you feel, because that baby's on its way. Anyway, so 2 days later, on the 28th of February, I think it was, I get a beautiful picture of a beautiful little baby girl. And she had been born on the 28th. But the big thing was that she went in there and they said, you've only just started labour. Go home. You know, it'll be another day yet. Just go home. She said to her husband, Dean, I'm not going home. Christine said this baby's coming. There's no way I'm leaving this hospital. Anyway, she gave birth 20 minutes later.
Wow.
Jeez. How stoked would she be? I can hear all those mothers who went through like 13 hours plus going, oh my God, I wish.
Maybe go see the tarot lady. She might be able to pull some strings with you. Funkin' Beautiful Hair. Trish is a lady. You can find the guys on Facebook, 52 French Street. What day was that date again for us?
5th of July. That's Saturday.
All right. Well, there you go. And thank you so much for coming down today. I really appreciate it.
That was great.
Mystic Monday. Thank you. Mystic Monday. We'll be back this time next week. And on that note, we are done, guys. Have a fantastic Monday. We'll catch you in the AM.